Treasury has now rejected the proposed 11 million rand remuneration package for the NSFAS administrator and instructed that it be brought in line with previous appointments. The Democratic Alliance has written to the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Higher Education, calling on the committee to hold Minister Boetie Mamela to account for how such an excessive proposal was ever put forward. It should never have taken Treasury to stop this, while students continue to face delayed funding, accommodation disputes, and administrative failures. The minister must now explain who recommended this package, why it was considered acceptable, and how he will ensure that taxpayer money is spent on students and not expanding bureaucracy.